Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And today we had somebody go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button and said, hey, take a peek at my show. It's called Afro Pop Remix. You can find it at afropopremix.com. And it's so new, it's not even in iTunes yet. This is literally hot off the presses. And so we're going to take a listen to it right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And away we go. All right.
Let's take a walk down memory lane. Let's talk about pop culture.
Music's
a
little loud.
Let me try to explain. Generation X, the passion and pain. But you should know on this show, it's a black thing. You're listening to Gen X, the Afro Pop Remix, where we look back at the pop culture of Generation X from an African American perspective. Now here's your host, Janina, Jeff, Trey, and Derek.
I'm Trey.
And I'm Derek. Greetings, peace, everybody. Thank you for joining the podcast today. Today is a bonus episode. We're going to be taking a look at the 60s as a whole. So we're going to take a look back and try to get some context, a little perspective for what Gen X was raised in. And in order to, you know, everybody is a product to some degree of their environment. And so we're going to try to get a handle on what the environment was like as the decade turned over to the 70s.
All right.
We're going to do a quick overview. We're going to look at sort of the socio-political situation that was happening at the time, some of the political and cultural movements that were going on the ground, quick look at the economic situation of the time. And then we're really going to dive into the pop culture, which is the focus, the main focus of this podcast. We're going to be looking at the music that was going on during that time. Next, we're going to take a look at some of the influential films of the 60s and some of the influential television shows. And we're going to wrap up with a quick discussion about fashion. We've got a lot to cover, so let's get into it. You ready, man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. An overview of the 60s in general. The 60s, it was primarily known as the countercultural revolution. It was a revolution in social norms about clothing, music, drugs, sex, schooling. Or some people actually looked at the 60s as a time of irresponsible excess, flamboyance, and decay. The 60s were labeled as the swinging 60s because of the fall or relaxation of social taboos, especially relating to racism and sexism that occurred during this time. It was also described as a classical nightmare, the 60s were.
Mm-hmm.
It was called like a rigid. Okay, let me back up. It was also described as a classical nightmare cycle where a rigid culture, unable to contain the demands for greater individual freedom, broke free of the social constraints of the previous age through extreme deviation from the norm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The confrontation between the United States and the Soviet Union dominated the politics during the 60s. With that struggle expanding into developing nations like Latin America, Africa, and Asia, and it was characterized by proxy wars.
Okay, a couple things here. The intro was pretty cool. I would turn down the music, and I would turn up the treble on that person's microphone because she sounded a little muddy. And then with the music being a little too loud, I couldn't really understand what was going on there. It's a bummer if your co-host is not in a way able to connect to you computer to computer. Obviously, they're not in the same room because they're on the phone. And I don't know that I'm going to stay tuned in today's climate. I'll hang if it's a guest on a phone call, if they have to do that. But if that's your co-host, there are so many tools. You can use Skype. You can use squadcast.fm. You can use Ringer, R-I-N-G-R. You know, there's a couple different ways to do that. Or you could basically talk to him on the phone while each of you records your side of the conversation on your computer. If, because I know some people don't have great internet. So that would be another way to do that. The other thing is your reading, which there's nothing wrong with reading, except when you make a mistake and go, wait, hold on, let me get that. Edit that out. That just sounds unprofessional. And if you're going to read to somebody, it can't sound like you're reading to somebody. And I don't know, there just wasn't a lot of, you just sounded like somebody doing an eighth grade, maybe not quite that bad, but you sound like somebody doing a book report being forced to read in class. It just didn't, I didn't hear a lot of, I hate the word passion. It's overused, but it just sounded like you were reading something out of a magazine. And so that didn't do a whole lot for me. And the other thing you said is you gave that big long table of contents and it was like, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this. And then we're going to talk about this part. And that's the main part of the show. And I'm like, wait, if that's the main part of the show, why is that like number five? I would put that up front and then later talk about the fashion and the economy and things like that. If that main thing of the show is about music or whatever, then, or the pop culture, then put that pop culture thing up front. Don't bury the lead. That's what people tuned in for. And then at this point, you've now painted a picture of, in this example, the 60s. And you could say, here's some other interesting things about the 60s, the fashion, the bell-bottom jeans, and the fact that, you know, whatever. So I wouldn't bury the lead. I put the pop culture stuff up front because that's what this show is about. And so, but all in all, for a very first podcast, I thought it was okay. I would find a way to get your co-host off the phone if you can. And you know, we can always do a one-on-one consultation for that if you need. And I'll put links out in the show notes for, those tools I mentioned, just tweak your intro so we can hear that person explaining what the show's about up front, turn the music down a little bit, put some treble on her microphone. You should be good. And just, I don't know, try to add some, the difference is, oh, here, I'm going to read this to you. You ready? All in out of warranty items returned must be accompanied by a completed repair form, which we can be find at heilsound.com. Heil Sound Limited warrants these products to the original purchase for a period of 30 days, 3-year parts, and 90-day labor from the date of purchase. So, yeah, I'm saying the words, and I'm not being monotone. I'm not saying Heil Sound is not responsible for lost damage or expenses. But if you can make it sound like you're talking to me as opposed to reading to me. So let me tell you about what it was like in the 60s. This was the deal, and the thing is that just make it sound more like you're talking to me, because I don't want you to read to me. That's going to, when people read to me, I flash back to my grandma, and I think it's a bedtime story. I want to fall asleep. So that would be my advice. And other than that, for your first episode, I believe, now you said this was a bonus episode. There's only one that I saw on your website. But anyway, whatever it is, if you go to afropopremix.com, that's actually a Libsyn page, which will work fine for you. If I go to all episodes here, okay, this is not your first episode. It was just one you picked. You're definitely in the first five, though. So all in all, not bad for somebody being fresh out of the gate. And if you need more help with that, of course, you can find me over at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can get a full review of your show over at podcastreviewshow.com. I have a bunch of different ways that you can work with me at schoolofpodcasting.com/work with me. So thanks so much for listening. If you'd like your show right here on the Podcast Review Show, everything I just mentioned, you can find at one website, podcastreviewshow.com. You'll see the links right there on the right-hand side. And this is Dave Jackson reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.